Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We want to talk about some things that I've been interested in for quite some time. I didn't know until recently about the work of the Stability Institute, which Colonel Scott Mann is connected with, but he has spent a good deal of time, a couple of decades, give or take, in the military, in the U.S. Army Special Forces, most of that time. And for that, sir, I want to thank you very much, especially since I see some of that time was spent in Panama. And that gets kind of up close and personal for me because that's where my wife is from. And I'm not sure when you were there, but it might well have been when there was a bad hombre that needed to be gotten rid of. And the Special Forces were certainly the guys that took care of business. So I want to thank you and your colleagues.
Thanks a lot, Larry. I appreciate you having me on. I was in Panama just after Noriega was removed from power. But all of my mentors and the guys that really brought me up in the Special Forces community fought in just cause. So, appreciate that. And again, thanks for having me on.
I was asking one of the fellows in my church that was involved in that operation, had he seen Noriega's house, because it hadn't been long before that I'd been with the family and we had driven through this nice section of Panama City where his house was. And I said, oh, so did you get to see Noriega's house? And he said, which one?
he lived a pretty opulent lifestyle. I took my wife and boys back to Panama just last spring break, and we were amazed at how much that country has changed and grown.
Oh, my. It is absolutely stunning when you are approaching from the right direction and you're flying into the bay, as it were. It's just a totally modern city with skyscrapers gleaming. It's not the little sleepy, tropical backwater that it was when my wife and I got married many, many years ago. It's quite a place right now. And I can tell you it wouldn't have been the same had the Special Forces not done some special work there. So to you and yours, I do have a special place in my heart. But one of the things that caught my eye about your work right now is the work with the Stability Institute. And if I get it right, it's an effort to work in third world areas and try to deal with some of the underlying causes of unrest, to make it so that maybe someday special forces aren't needed in some of those areas. My own take is that I had been able to get into Guatemala not long after the Guatemalan military, back in the very early 80s, had done something that I thought at the time was probably a little bit unusual. It seemed to me that we hadn't been doing that in Vietnam. But they went into villages and they armed the people in the villages. And all of a sudden, the military, which up until that point wasn't able to tell who were the good guys, who were the bad guys, and sometimes there were some pretty nasty results flowing from that lack of proper knowledge, once they were working with the people were more than eager, in many cases, to rat out the guerrillas, and it wasn't long after, it was like a year and a half once they began that program under General Rios Montt, that they were just able to absolutely exterminate the guerrillas in Guatemala, and it was because of something like what I think might be the kind of work the Stability Institute is doing. Am I off base?
No, you're not at all. In fact, I was kind of wondering why you needed me on. You're hitting some of the best examples of how this stuff works. You're the first person I think I've ever talked to on radio or television who actually cited the Guatemala bottom-up endeavor. So kudos to you, first of all.
Well, it just happens that I was there, and I was there several times. I wasn't carrying a gun, although there were times when I wish I was. But
right. Yeah.
But it's a great country, and I'm glad you guys were there.
You know, one of my mentors, Larry, so just to walk it back here, one of my mentors who has really been very instrumental in my upbringing as a Green Beret. And first of all, you know, for your listeners, just to clarify, you know, Special Forces, nicknamed Green Berets, you know, what we do really is much different than the SEALs and the Rangers. We go into rough places and basically get surrounded on purpose. And then we immerse ourselves in the language, the culture, the environment. We make deep connections with people at local levels, and then we work from the inside out, bottom up, to kind of help the little guy stand up against the big guy. That's what Green Berets do.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. And ever since I was 14 years old, Larry, that was all I ever wanted to do. Growing up in a little country town of Mount Ida, Arkansas, I saw my first Green Beret when I was 14 and never changed for me. And that was all I ever wanted to do. And it's all I've done.
Outstanding.
For my adult life. And so I'm very, very emotional about it and very connected. And they're real heroes. They're very quiet professionals. They're not the glitz and glamour guys you see on a lot of the Hollywood blockbusters. These guys, Green Berets, are very soft-spoken, you know, guys that go in below the noise. But they operate a lot in Latin America. And what you were talking about with Guatemala, one of my mentors was an agency guy, worked for a three-letter agency, and he was very instrumental in the Guatemala piece and went on to show me those techniques, and several of us, those techniques in Afghanistan. We employed that same approach with the rural peasants of Afghanistan very late in the war, really in 2009. But we saw, like you just described, a massive shift in momentum in some of the roughest places of that country where tribes and clans stood up against the Taliban. And frankly, my book Game Changers that's coming out Memorial Day, it is, I believe, the best way to defeat these violent extremists. It's from the bottom up.
I've seen it with my own eyes. It really does. And the fact that it's being employed in such a different place, culture, I mean, there are obviously cultural differences in Latin America.
Of course.
I'm married to a Latin American, and I'm well aware of those. But I can't imagine how really different it would be having to work in Afghanistan. The language is completely different. There's probably little cognate between the two languages. The cultures are different. The religion is totally different. It's just a different world. And yet these principles, I was excited to see, can work there as well.
Yeah, they can. And, you know, it's interesting because I spent my first 10 years in the Army and Special Forces in Latin America, and working in, you know, everywhere from Panama to Colombia to Peru to Ecuador. And then after 9/11, most of the Special Forces guys, we had to shift. Half of us went to Afghanistan, half went to Iraq. I spent most of my time in Afghanistan. And you're right. I mean, the cultural differences between Southwest Asia and Latin America are immense. Most of your listeners could go to just about anywhere in Latin America, especially gun owners, I believe, because I count myself as a proud Southern gun owner. You know, we could go to the most rural place in Colombia and almost immediately identify with the folks there. You know, I mean, there's just almost an immediate connective empathy that you don't even really have to work at. There's a bit of a language barrier, but it's just such an easy connection to make. When you go to Southwest Asia, that's not necessarily the case. You're talking about a vastly different narrative, historical narrative, in how those folks view the world, how they view us, how they view, you know, religion. And so there's a whole host of things. But here's what I found, is that no matter where you go in the world, no matter what culture you have, most of the places where you have extremism or transnational crime or just really bad actors, they normally set up shop, Larry, in undergoverned areas where there's a weak government that can't get beyond the pavement, And there is somewhat of a degraded tribal society.
Let's pick it up on these undergoverned areas. I think that's a good transition point. We'll be back with Colonel Scott Mann and talk some more about the Stability Institute and their work and your forthcoming book.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today I'm speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. He has had a career in the military, mostly in special forces, and we're talking about how you address insurgency problems in third world areas. He's had experience in a part of the world that I know a little bit about, but also in Afghanistan, which I don't even pretend to have any knowledge about other than it's really different. And I'm glad I've never been there from everything I've heard. So I want to thank you for having flown our flag for us there, because that's not on my bucket list, let's put it that way. The Stability Institute is carrying on some of this work that you obviously were tooled up on in Special Forces, trying to get at the, like you were saying just before we hit the break, the problem of extremism. In the case of Afghanistan, you're dealing with extremism that is inherent, from my take, in Islam. And that presents a real problem, because you don't have that problem in Latin America. Extremism there is something that is really not part of the culture. My take is that in Afghanistan, it's part of the religion.
It is. There's a narrative at play there that, you know, we can jump into that probably once I hit this part, which is that, you know, it's kind of this end of days scenario, this prophetic, view that the apocalypse is what needs to be ushered in and Judgment Day and all that. So, there's a very extreme, virulent view of that. However, what I found, though, is that, you know, whether you're in Colombia, you know, like the jungles of Colombia, or whether you are in the barren landscapes of Afghanistan out in the rural, you know, farming areas, there is a model that bad guys nowadays like to use to set up shop. And whether they are insurgents or whether they are violent extremists or whether they're, you know, even gangs and mafia, they look for areas where there's kind of a hybrid of society. You have a government, and then you have, the government can only reach so far, and then you have kind of a bottom-up society of clan and tribe that usually handles the rest of that area. Well, they look for the spaces in between, Larry. They look for the places where the government can't reach and the tribal or clan society is damaged. That's where they go. And they basically exploit the grievances and issues of those areas where where they're degraded, whether it's water, resource scarcity, tribal feuds, agricultural shortfalls, whatever, overpopulation. They pull the threads on those things and establish legitimacy locally by either addressing those issues or whispering in the ears of the locals that it's the government's fault.
Well, that's what I saw in Guatemala, that's for sure. Yeah. That describes to a T how the communists were operating up in the highlands. And as you say, it was an area where the government, if they ever came through, they probably weren't very welcome. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know who the good guys were. And the bad guys were living there, taking advantage of the absence of the government.
Yeah. And so anywhere you go, regardless of the ideology, My sense is that most of these places that lie beyond the reach of the state, they're pretty autonomous by nature. They like to handle their own affairs. They generally want to be left alone. And frankly, they're not really radical. I mean, they're conservative, but they just want to be left alone. And
right,
they have the potential to be resilient. They have the potential to push back against outside influence, whether that's us or extremists or whatever. And so working locally and making relationships and establishing relationships for these local actors to stand on their own and protect their own areas and push back. And you know, that's what we did with this program called Village Stability late in the Afghan War. It's the book that I wrote, Game Changers. And it's really why I founded Stability Institute, because what we learned was if you're going to address issues like hydrology or agriculture or even tribal dispute resolution, you've got to have some baseline knowledge of those things. And typically, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marines, even USAID, that's just beyond our scope and capacity. But there are experts out there who do have it, and our institute is all about connecting them and bringing them together.
That is a really wonderful insight, and I can just, from my own experience, relate to that to see how that would make such a huge difference. One of the things that has been popping in my mind is even in Guatemala, when I was trudging around in the the backwaters and the highlands, you would assume that, okay, I'm fluent in Spanish, so I'm good to go. Well, not necessarily. I was looking for some self-defense patrols one day, because they were the ones I was particularly interested in interviewing. They were the point of the spear, really, for the repulsing the communist insurgency. So I stuck my head in this little hut, and there was this Indian lady sitting on the floor with her loom weaving, and I asked in Spanish, "Where's the self-defense patrol today?" And she looked at me as if I had come in from the moon, and it finally dawned on me, this Mayan Indian spoke one of 19 languages that I didn't speak. And she didn't speak English, or didn't speak Spanish, I should say. And it was the men typically that would speak Spanish, and the women in these backwaters never had occasion to learn. And,
absolutely.
That gets pretty different. Then you realize you're beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing, is that I try to promote in my book and in the Stability Institute, there's really four game changers, you know, that I really put forward. And you know, they're not that difficult to get your head around. I mean, but the first two, are, you know, one is meet them where they are, not where you want them to be. And so in your case, you know, here you are dealing with an indigenous woman who has not assimilated into the Spanish language. She has her own language, her own culture, her own honor system. And we have to meet them where they are on that, mm-hmm. and embrace that for what it is. The second thing is, you got to get surrounded on purpose. When you do encounter those types of situations, then you have to immerse yourself in that, embrace it for what it is, and then work from the inside out to help them address their own issues. That is what is radically different, frankly, in the policy that we're doing today. I mean, we're not doing those things, and we should be. If we're going to defeat, and I believe we can defeat Islamist violent extremists, just like we defeated the Nazis, just like we defeated the communists, we have to get into the space where they operate, because this is exactly what they do. And
that's what I saw happen in Guatemala. And I've never been to Vietnam, but from what I understood, we didn't really have that handle on it there. We were always kind of the, more often than not, let's put it that way, the outsider, whereas in Guatemala, the military finally realized that the paradigm they had could even lead to disaster. They were losing their country. And once they started this working from the inside out, as you just put it, that was a game changer.
It is. And you can find evidence of this. Even in Vietnam, some of my mentors were working with the Montagnards and other indigenous tribes. From the Marines were doing the same thing from the bottom up. It was extremely effective. However, the macro level policy of withdrawal took place before we could let this take root. Now, here's the other thing.
Let's pick that up when we get back. The clock is hitting us again. Talking with Colonel Scott Mann of the Stability Institute. His book, Game Changers, is coming out soon.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, "Hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban?" And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for being with us during this edition of the News Hour. Today we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, retired from Special Forces, Green Beret. He has a Stability Institute, and it really caught my eye because, from what I can tell, it is talking about the very kinds of lessons that I saw being learned by the Guatemalan military as they were finally able to repulse a communist insurgency back in the 80s. And just as an aside, it occurs to me, Colonel, that the hatred that the left has for retired General Rios Montt, who at one point was a major political figure in Guatemala, is intense. And they're convinced that this guy was a mass murderer, blah, blah, blah. It couldn't be further from the truth. To the extent that the Guatemalan military had been, to put it very mildly, awkward and didn't know what they were doing, and that got remedied because he was the guy that shepherded the program of going into the highlands and, as you were talking about, getting inside with the people so that you became one with them and you had a common cause, if you will. And he's the guy that stopped the communist insurgency. And to the extent that there had been abuses by the military, once they knew who their friends were and who the enemy really was, that those kinds of problems went away. So Rios Montt is the last guy that should be pilloried for being an abuser of human rights, and yet the left has tried desperately to bring him up on all kinds of charges internationally and even in Guatemala. And I guess it comes under the rubric of no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. And the mentor I was telling you about, who I want to connect you to, Larry, offline, I want to get you guys introduced. Y'all were there at the same time, and I think you would really enjoy each other's conversation.
Oh, excellent.
And I'll get you connected offline. But he was telling me the same thing. And one of the things I'd invite you to do, I would encourage you to do, just based on your wealth of knowledge of this particular bottom-up event, I think there is quite a bit of revisionism going on with the Guatemala piece, which really is unfortunate because I think it stands as a real example of what right looks like with working with local indigenous folks to stand on their own. And it would be a real shame if, because there are so few people, Larry, who I think were around that program then and saw it for what it really was. I will tell you this. I would encourage you, if you haven't, to write a piece on that. And if you'd like, I would be more than happy for the Stability Institute to host that piece as a platform and push it out in our newsletter and get it out there to all the different folks. We have a pretty broad base, but whether you do that with us or not, I think you should really tell that story.
I do want to talk to you offline because I would like to see, I've done something on this long, long ago. It's an out-of-print little booklet called Armed People Victorious, but it should be updated, and it's still something that needs to be thought about and taught. What you're doing with the Stability Institute, I think, is fabulous, and it would be a great venue to put this information forward. So, yes, I'm happy to think that maybe we can further a great cause, because there's nothing more inspiring to me than seeing people that are barely in the 19th century having allies come alongside them, help them resist a communist tyranny or Islamic tyranny or whatever it might be. That's just one of the neatest things to see. Well, what I realized was that when the military went in and armed the people in Guatemala, these were people that, as I say, were really not in the 20th century. They'd been living off by themselves. Like you said, they wanted to just be left alone. They weren't bothering anybody. And they didn't even know they were in Guatemala many times. And if they did, it was kind of a remote notion at the best. And then when I would come into some of these areas up in the highlands and I'd finally find where one of the self-defense patrols might be, there was a Guatemalan flag flying. And those men were proud to be Guatemalans. It was something that had been transformational. And that was, I think, part of the victory that Rios Montt obtained in Guatemala. And I'm sure in any other place where these kinds of battles have been fought, something like that needs to take place.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that I think would be kind of a so what to your listeners here that I can say firsthand is that this type of approach, number one, is much more effective in defeating the bad guys. So when you start talking about ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Taliban and groups that potentially pose a threat to the United States from these strategic safe havens, we tried for 14 years to come from the top down with large military formations. And at one point in 2005, according to Antonio Gustosi, we were spending $16 million for every Taliban kill. And, you know, this is a ridiculous way to prosecute any kind of endeavor. And the blood and treasure with this approach is much lower. For example, in Colombia, on average, we only have a couple of hundred Green Berets in the country at any one time. When we overthrew the Taliban in the first 90 days after 9/11, there were less than 200 Green Berets on the ground in Afghanistan. This is a very cost-effective, efficient way. It takes longer, but it's a much smaller footprint, and it really gets the job done. Where the Institute comes in, Larry, is we're a sort of a catalyst. So, for example, if Green Berets or other advisors go into these dark places, for example, in Syria, at some point when the dust clears in Syria, there's a massive drought there. Well, you can bet that these violent extremists are leveraging the food insecurity, the agricultural shortfalls of these peasant farmers to mobilize them to do their bidding. So how do we address the farming shortfalls in these areas? That's not to say if you fix farming, you defeat them. But when locals can handle their own issues, they can't be exploited as well. So where are the low-tech agriculturists, the hydrologists, the folks who study Syrian farming all the time? We find them, we connect them with the operators and advisors, and then we get out of the way and let them sort the problem out, and it's very effective.
I can understand that because I've I've not been to Syria, but I've been, my experience in Guatemala tells me that what you're saying is spot on, and it's almost like a formula. If you will do these things, and as you say, it takes time, it's not add water and poof, but if you do these things, the outcome is likely to be the same.
It really is. And, you know, the irony is that our country right now, our government, is moving away from this approach. We're actually putting it all up in the attic, but yet we're getting involved in more and more of these places using the same model we used for the last quarter century that doesn't work. So the Institute now, we've expanded beyond just providing expertise. Now we are actually on a mission to inform the American people about this thing, and we're developing a contract to protect America where we're going to get 1 million signatures, and we're going to hold our politicians accountable in 2016 to start taking this fight seriously. So we're expanding our mission right now, and maybe in the next segment or at some point, I can talk to your listeners about how maybe they can help us do that, because we're a very small group, we're a nonprofit, and we could use all the help we could get.
Well, the Stability Institute certainly must have a web address. Let's give that out right now.
Yeah, it's www.stabilityinstitute.com, and then it's /donate if anybody can donate, and any small amount is appreciated. Again, our efforts go to providing training to military advisors who don't get a lot of this training, connecting them to experts, and then also informing the American people about the dangers we face with terrorism and holding our politicians accountable. So we're some busy folks.
Well, the Politicians Accountability Project is something that, of course, Gun Owners of America has been involved in for a long time, and we'll be more than happy to work with you in that area.
Great.
In the meantime, we're coming up on another break. We'll have one more segment when we get back, talking with Colonel Scott Mann, who is, as you can tell, somebody who's been invested in low-intensity warfare, and we're going to talk some more about the work of his Stability Institute when we get back.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Nice to be with you today. We're having a great conversation with Colonel Scott Mann, who now heads up the Stability Institute, over two decades in the U.S. military, most of that in special forces, and has been to my part of the world, where my wife is from, but also some time in Afghanistan, and apparently the same kind of approach, dealing with people as individuals, finding out what their needs and concerns are, and helping them not only protect themselves, and that's the gun part, but also develop themselves, builds allies. And it is something that destructive people like communists and Islamic extremists are not interested in. Or if they're interested, it's not in the same way that they're genuinely interested in people. Colonel, I would say your approach has been not to control people, but to help them protect themselves. And I think people appreciate that. They can see that when that's why you're coming in there.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we talked earlier about how, you know, most of your listeners, you know, because they're gun owners, because they understand honor, and what goes with honor, which is, you know, in these rural areas, which essentially we all come from, don't we? You know, honor is part of our, it's part of our bloodstream. It's part of who we are. And when you go into these areas and you demonstrate respect for their honor, for their culture, for their way of life, and you meet them where they are, you don't try to necessarily change them or project, you know, some kind of Jeffersonian democracy on their tribal culture, they immediately respect that. And they respect you for that. And if you can demonstrate yourself to be a legitimate player who is interested in helping them reconnect with their own resiliency, with their own, with, you know, with their way of life, they will go to great lengths to push out and resist against outside influences. They really will. Now it takes time, you know, as you said. I mean, it would be just like, you know, I'm from Appalachia, so if anyone came into Appalachia, you know, trying to influence things, it would be a very long time before they could do that. You know, Scots Irish clans don't take kindly to outsiders. And that's just how it goes. But Green Berets and other select advisors, that's what we do. That's the kind of business we're in. And if given the amount of time and just a little bit of resourcing, I'm absolutely convinced we can render ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and these other groups irrelevant over time. More importantly, the locals can, and we can help them do it.
Well, I've seen it myself, and at least in the case of Guatemala, as far as I'm aware, it was done substantially by the Guatemalan military itself. They caught on to what they were doing wrong, and they made the changes themselves. It was not something that necessarily came from within, but it was a retired general that had the concept. Rios Montt snapped this idea on to the military, and things started to change, and now they own it, and they'll tell you with pride how well this program works. Naturally, our politicians don't like that idea.
Yeah.
Seems like they're intent on busting anything that works.
Well, there's more to it than that, too, Larry. There's a reason that a lot of the diplomats and the politicians don't like this approach. Here's why. It's because it basically empowers clans and tribes and informal groups that are not necessarily beholden to the state. These are autonomous groups who actually take a good deal of pride in being at odds with the state.
Sounds like a lot of our way of thinking. A lot of gun owners probably look at the state the same way.
Well, yeah. I mean, any kind of informal group that has its own autonomy and views the government with some level of distrust, any kind of empowerment of those groups from the bottom up, obviously, doesn't sit well with a lot of your traditional diplomats and Washington technocrats and the technocrats from these other countries. They, at face value, they want to suppress that. So it is, as you can imagine, this is a very tough slog to convince this administration and even the Bush administration that this approach of defeating violent extremists actually has to be done from the bottom and the top. But if you leave the bottom out of it, you will lose every single time.
That, again, to go back to my lone field of knowledge in Guatemala, it was clear as long as the military was wedded to the top-down model, it was losing. And in fact, they were so close to losing that when I was there one time, I learned that the Cubans had been within weeks or months of recognizing a rebel government in the highlands of Guatemala. And it started to come apart. The communist grab started to loosen once these techniques were employed. And I was there just a little after this had pretty much been consummated. There was a military denouement. There was because the Highlanders kept ratting out the communists, the military was able to put them in a pincer movement and put them into a box canyon, and then they just mowed them down with a small plane. It was pretty ugly, but it broke the back of the insurgency, and it would not have happened had it not been for the active cooperation of those Highlanders. So, it had a military component, but it never would have turned out that way had it not been for what we're talking about.
And so I guess a final piece I would say to all of this, again, for your listeners, if you think about those Guatemalan Highlanders or those Afghan farmers or those Syrian peasants, they are always marginalized groups that are at odds with the government that are exploited by the bad guys. That's who they go after.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with gangs. I mean, the mafia, it's the same thing. They're always on the lookout for those marginalized groups that can be co-opted. If you can get into those areas and help those marginalized groups stand on their own and find their own resiliency that they were born to do, then they are less likely to be co-opted. It's just that simple. And those things don't involve shooting them in the face or coercing them. They involve addressing their day-to-day grievances, their day-to-day challenges that they've lost capacity in, helping them reconnect with those. And then once you have that, then you can start to push back against extremists. And that's how it goes. That's the order of things. And it would be the same in our neighborhoods if it were reversed.
Absolutely. Well, actually, I think in some of our – you mentioned the gangs and the mafia. I think one of the things that I took away from my time in Guatemala was that this would work in our – conflicted areas in our own country, whether it's on the border, whether it's in some of our center cities. If we were to apply these approaches and empower people there, give them guns and train them how to use the guns, but also do these other things that help them build infrastructure in their own communities, then I think the gangs all of a sudden they're going to have to learn some new tricks.
Absolutely. And in my book, Game Changers, when it comes out Memorial Day, at the back of the book, I do several case studies. One of them is in Salinas, California. And I look at a police chief named Kelly McMillan, who is applying the bottom-up approach in a neighborhood called Hebron, the most violent neighborhood in that city, with amazing results. It's the same principles, the same game changers that you've described in Guatemala, that I've described in Afghanistan. He's using them in Salinas, California, coming in below the noise, working from the bottom up, and guess what? It works. So these approaches, they'll work in your own business. They'll work anywhere.
That is really exciting to hear that it is being applied in our own country. I didn't know how to implement it. I'm glad you found a police chief that I don't know how he got these ideas, but kudos to him for putting them into practice, and I'm delighted to hear it's working.
Yeah, you know, he actually worked with the Naval Postgraduate School and several Green Berets and others that were going through there locally, and they shared information and some ideas, and he took some of those and ran with them. And, you know, part of it, too, is he's just a natural connector, kind of like you are. He sees local environments for what they are, and he just works within them. And, you know, he found a lot of these solutions on his own. But the Stability Institute, what we do is we find those guys, we cultivate their best practices, we highlight, and we share them with other people, and then we get out of the way. And that's how we do this. That's how we end up winning this thing, is at the grassroots level ourselves.
So the Stability Institute is looking for game changers, which is the title of your forthcoming book. That is really, I think, a very exciting concept. I'm not sure, do you get much support from our Defense Department, from any of the bureaucracy here in the country?
A little bit, but not like I would like to see. And I think part of this is we're going to have to continue to build momentum at a grassroots level, get more and more Americans behind this thing, and demand change from our policymakers and our politicians. And unfortunately, as we move away from the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, that's the only way we're going to get there.
Well, folks, go to stabilityinstitute.com, and you can give this work a little boost. Thanks so much, Colonel Mann, for being with us today.
Hey, my pleasure, Larry, and shoot me a note offline, and we'll get connected.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS-80. That's Guns80.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.